Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Pastor George and Terry Pearsons, and we have a special, special series that we've been doing on the Southwest Believers Convention.
Today, we have Bill Winston, who will be ministering to us. Now, I'm telling you, Bill Winston lives what he preaches.
He really does.
He lives it before he preaches it.
Yeah.
Now, he faced a medical situation that really handicapped and incapacitated him just a few months before the Southwest, but by faith, day by day, doing exactly what he's going to be teaching you about today, he overcame.
Praise God.
He walked through to victory.
Wow. Now, he preached three powerful messages, and we're going to be showing you one of those today. And this is the reason that you need to be in these meetings. I mean, Pastor Bill is a living example of faith in the power of the Word of God. So let's join him right now for a message that he preached. Oh my goodness, what a series this was. It's called Word Power. Let's watch this.
We're going to teach on a subject that I think is probably the most vital subject in these last days. So we're going to call this word power.
Yes, sir.
Word power. All right. Now, in this, we got some scriptures here we're going to use as foundation. Let's put some scriptures on the monitor, please. First one is John 1:1-3, and then verse 14. In the beginning, you know this, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word what? The same was in the beginning with God. And what else does it say? All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And then we go to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh, human, and dwelt among us. So we're going to use that, and also over in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it talked about the Word of His power, that all these things are held in place by the Word of His power. So in the beginning, God created the earth. So the Word was used to create. That's one of the biggest reasons for the Word. And it creates things. Brother Copeland says something that you, if you didn't write it down, you need to write it down. Because the Word comes with its own power to bring itself to pass. That is profound, all right? So, Genesis 1:1, and this is where God created the heavens and the earth, and God saw that the earth was void and form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. So once that happened, we get the beginning of God creating all things. Now, this Word is what really brought me into the kingdom of God, into the body of Christ. A man named Charles Capps. I used to listen to him in the morning going to work at IBM. No matter what the day may bring, it's something to, you know, his theme song. But he was an excellent Bible teacher, and he taught me. So in that, I was at IBM, and I realized something was missing. Now, I just finished a tour in Vietnam and flying airplanes, and I decided to get out and do civilian work. And so I did that and got a job with IBM in computers. And so a dear lady saw me one day and she said, "Hey, Bill, you want to go with me tonight?" Well, I was going through some tough times because when you don't have Christ, there are tough times ahead. And so as a result of that, I went with her that night. I thought we were going out, you know, dancing or something, something dancing. And, she took me to the schoolyard, the back of the schoolyard, and pulled up in the parking lot, and I parked, and we went in the auditorium of the school. And next thing I know, everybody was praising God. And I said, oh, Lord, what have I got myself into? That night, I got born again. That night. And so then, you know, I didn't know much about God. I'm trying to buy some little tabs that you put in your Bible, you know. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I was trying. And I went by this Catholic church. I wasn't Catholic, but she was. So she had an influence on me. So I went, she was Catholic charismatic. They met by themselves. And I went by this Catholic church on my way to work because I was living downtown. And then, you know, I got down and praying, trying to discover God, you know, trying to find out who he was. And I was just praying and God, you know, and so forth and mumbling. And then something said, don't worry, William, you'll be all right. And I looked up and, whoa, I didn't see anybody. I looked at everybody else in the place and they were still, you know, on their knees. Well, I had to kind of look around because last time I had done that in that church, I was down on my, and the knees, you know, you let this little thing down and you get on your knees and, you know, smoke and stuff. And so, somebody put their hand on my head, you know, and said, you'll be all right, son. And then I was thinking, oh, this is great. I found God in a holy, oh boy. And then all of a sudden I heard this rustling, you know, somebody grabbing somebody. And I looked up and there was the police. They said, he just came out of a sane asylum and we had to get him and take him back and so forth. And so I was very leery of something saying, don't worry, William. But from that day forward, the things that I was struggling with in IBM, I never struggled again. That healed my body, everything. One word from God will fix your problem, I'm telling you. So then I began to listen to Charles Capps, and he was teaching the Word of God. And basically, he taught me what I call some strange things. He taught me to point at my bills and command that they be paid off. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. Now, if you look at Mark chapter 3 and verse 21 and 22, you'll see that Jesus's relatives wanted to take him because they thought he had lost his mind. Yeah. So he must have been doing some strange things too. So I pointed at those bills. Now you can listen at this and just listen at it and laugh, or you can go home and point at your bills too. So I said, bills, I'm talking to you. Shut up. I'm talking because they'll try to talk back. I said, I'm talking to you. I command you in Jesus' name, be paid off, dematerialize, disappear. And so I waited. And then about, between that time and a few months, every bill I had was paid off.
Yes, sir.
And it was done supernaturally. So I saw there was something to this stuff that I call crazy faith.
Yes, sir.
This is the kind of faith that you can't explain, but works. So I paid those bills off. And then one day my car wouldn't start out in a cold winter morning out on the lakefront. And I said, hey, wait a minute, if I can point at my bills, I can point at this car. So I went out there and car wouldn't start, wouldn't say uh-uh. And so I looked around to see if anybody was looking. Like somebody cared. But we're not used to acting that way. I said, Bill, I said, car, I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. Start. And then I went back in the house and got some tea and looked at the ball game for about a half hour, give God a chance to work. And then I came back out and started the car right up. Now, I'm telling you, this is what Charles Capps taught. Yes, sir. Now, I'm saying that because you're hearing me, and I don't want you to go home and not be a doer of the word. God doesn't want you to spend all your time in this earth trying to pay somebody's bills. Yes, sir. God, come on. I mean, God wants you to have a car that'll start. Hallelujah. Now, my point to you is, it's not enough of the supernatural is taught. That everybody, you know, pretty much so, we just do these things that are highly acceptable with men. But I'm telling you, I'm teaching a series, or I taught it before I whipped the devil, old school. Let's go back to old school. I said, let's go back to old school. Come on, it's time now for us to get some supernatural results. We've been playing around with this thing long enough, and now we need to, I'm talking about when you, people shouldn't, they should see you're weird, right? Not weird plus, but you should be known for doing things. And Paul said, my speech and my preaching are not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Put the scripture up there, please. There's Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20. Put it on the board. All right? Is that coming up? All right.
Yes, sir.
Ready? Read.
A man's bills shall be satisfied through the
flesh, and the increase of his lips. Now, increase of his what?
Lips.
Lips. Increase. I can show you a scripture where you can speak against your tithe and cancel it. Word power. This is it, word power. And you learn how to do these words as some interesting things that can happen with your life. And I'm saying now that I took that word, and what happened is every month we're supposed to give a forecast of what kind of computers we're going to sell. You know, I was in sales. And we went and started giving that forecast. But when I got this knowledge, I said, that's not my forecast. That's my confession. And so where I would confess that, it would happen for me. So I took and began to confess what business I was going to have for that month. And lo and behold, it started working supernaturally. Next thing I knew, I was number one salesman downtown in Chicago. Now, I'm not giving myself any credit. I'm giving the Word of God all the credit. Now, listen at this. We're talking about increase. So I didn't even, I didn't know anything about this principle. I just knew that if I believe what I spoke, it would come to pass. Now, I'm speaking in line with God's word. God is wanting me to increase. He said in Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more. So he wants me to increase. And then he wants to take me to the top. Yes, he said that over in Genesis chapter 12. You know, he talked about in verse 2 and 3, he said, I'm going to make your name great. Yes, sir. You know, over in Deuteronomy 28, he said, you'll be the head. Come on now. So I'm just saying, I'm watching this thing, this increase in my life. Now, I even did this. This fellow manager of mine, when I was a manager, and he was in the company, and he had some kind of, I don't know what you call it, but the muscles sometime would give way, and he couldn't walk or whatever have you. Well, I said, listen, Matt, this is what you do. I said, take these healing scriptures and say them every day. I said, say them in the morning and say them at night. So he started doing that. Now, he came and told me, I told my wife, I'm going to drive to Virginia. She said, oh, no, you can't do that. He said, why? She said, you know your condition. He said, no, I'm going to drive to Virginia. Now, this is after he had confessed the word of increase. He is confessing his health. And the Bible says, I think in Proverbs chapter 4, the verse 20, attend to my word, incline thine ears to my saying, yes, and let them not depart from my eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh. So the word is medicine. So he was taking medicine twice a day.
Yes, sir.
So then he told his wife he's going to drive to Virginia because he said they had a school had a, what do you call those things? A reunion at the school. So his wife did not want him to go. He got in the car, drove halfway, stopped overnight, slept, got up the next day, and drove on in from Chicago. Then he said he had a great time. Then he said he got in the car, drove halfway back, rested that night, and drove all the way back. He said, what did you give me? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying it worked for him, and he didn't even know what he was doing. And I'm saying this word, power, is the power that we need to fix anything.
Yes,
I said it will fix anything. Now, I'm saying that because now I'm out of IBM. And where am I? I'm at my own, you know, I started at our first church. It was at Lake in Pulaski. Anybody got the picture? They got the picture of that? Okay. They got the picture. Lake in Pulaski. Got that picture up there? Oh, it was just a hole in the wall on the west side of Chicago. Well, that's where we started. But we started to increase. And I went up to Forest Park, where we are now. And in Forest Park, we rented this little space, and people were staying away by the hundreds. I said, okay, we're going to put a confession up on the screen that we will say every Sunday. People are coming to our services. We're having three services full. People are lined up down the street waiting on the next service. Without a doubt, in a very short time, people were packed in that little place. Three services full, and people on the sidewalk lined up down the street waiting on the next service. Now, let me say that the enemy would love to make me pack up my bags and go back where I came from. But I got increase on my lips, and I can speak that and speak it and believe that what I say will come to pass. And I have what I say. Are you with me here? All right. Now you can take the word of God and the word of faith and build it to the point that it will undo anything that Satan has done, and watch this, leave no trace. Let me try it again. It will undo anything that Satan has done and leave no trace that you've been there. This man in Mark chapter 5, this man had run up to Jesus and had demons in him running him. And Jesus sent the disciples and them in town. He then began to minister to the man. He called the demons to come out of the man. They came out and he dealt with them. And then the disciples came back from town and saw Jesus and the man. The man's condition. He was clothed, verse 15, and in his right mind. I can guarantee you his scars were gone.
Yes, sir.
You better hear what I'm saying. I'm talking 4D now. And my book is just about to come out on 4D. But I'm going to make you get up there where you're supposed to be. This man was clothed. Where did Jesus get an extra pair of clothes that would fit that man? Come on, 4D. He was clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And I can guarantee you there were no scars, because words, power, filled with faith, can undo anything that the devil has done and erase the trace of what you've been through.
Word power. I told you that'd be a great message. And just like all week, go to kcm.org to watch. Now, one of the highlights of the convention is KCBC Day.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College Day. All day long, we give a lot of attention to the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Now listen, in 1976, the Lord told Brother Copeland, I want this uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. Well, back then that meant radio and then TV and books and MP3s and then this social media, podcasts, then the church. But I'm telling you, our latest and maybe greatest voice that we've ever had for promoting the word of faith is Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And here today with us is Edward Garcia, an alumni of KCBC from 2024. Telling you, we had Edward join us on the platform to receive that special offering for KCBC. And Edward's son, you were preaching up a storm. The house was coming down. People were shouting. I'm not even sure they wanted to put Mark Hankins up there. They wanted to hear more of Edward because the word was so good, and it was a real product of Kenneth Copeland Bible College.
Yes.
So we were talking about these broadcasts. George thought, you know, wouldn't it be great on offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory to have Edward minister the word to us concerning the offering for every available voice, all of the voices of KCM. So Edward, why don't you talk to the BVOV audience and just tell them what the Lord's put on your heart.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me on here. It's a privilege and an honor to be doing this. But what's on my heart today is to share with every single one of you is that although KCBC, EMIC, KCM, and the Victory Channel are available voices, God is also looking for people to get his message of faith out. And the word of the Lord through Brother Copeland is so profound. I want this uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. So what's a voice without a message? And what's a message without a little victory in it? And what we preach here is victory. It's the word of faith. And Paul says in Romans 1:8 that I thank God through Jesus Christ that your faith is being spoken of throughout the entire world. I find that so profound, because that's the good news. That's the gospel. There's so much news spreading out right now of bad things, horrific things in the world. But God has good news for the world, and he wants to use your voice. And when you sow into this offering, what you're doing is sowing into a lot of available voices, but also take a stand of faith. Say, God, I'm available, Lord. I'm available. You can use me to be a voice in this earth to preach your message, to bring people to Christ, and to preach faith. And there's something about faith. It's the overcoming force. And that's what 1 John 5:4 says. That's the victory that overcomes the world. It's your faith. So put your faith to work and God will show up and he will show out in your life. But you have to take a step of faith first. And as you sow, watch the blessing of the Lord overtake you as he promises.
Praise God. Thank you. Great word. Let's pray over that offering, Pastor. Pray as they are hearing from the Lord right now and sowing into this offering.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone who gives into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, to the voices of the ministry, and they become voices themselves as their seed preaches the word of God. And we thank you for the mighty harvest that's coming to each one of them. And we thank you especially for our partners who are so faithful to preaching the word with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can give online at kcm.org/voice. kcm.org/voice. In the U.S., you can text to 36609. Just type in the word voice and the amount you wish to give. Or you can also call us or write us using the information that's on your screen. And just let us know you want to sow into the voice offering.
We're so thankful
that KCBC is a great voice for the word of faith.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us this week and all next week as we continue on this great series from the Southwest Believers Convention. Remember this, that God
loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.